So, my students, new research shows that the UK, England, has fallen to third place as the biggest destination for international students. Third place, yes. Now, this is very big news in the world of international students and studying abroad. It's big news because traditionally, the United States and the UK are one and two in terms of where international students want to go. It's always the US, it's always the UK. So for the UK to drop to third is huge. I mean, it's England. It's the birthplace of English. And it's dropped to third. And students are voting, you know, with their passports. And they are saying no to the UK. So who moved? Who moved ahead of the UK? Yes. Who moved ahead of the UK? Australia. Yep. Australia has moved into second place, according to researchers at UCL, University College London, for Global Higher Education. That's what they're reporting this week, that Australia has moved into second place. And the warning to the UK is that Canada, Canada, my home country, of course, we're broadcasting from Toronto, Canada, is rapidly, quickly catching up to the UK. All right? Yeah, yeah. So last week, we reported the kind of sharp decline that USA higher education enrollment has been feeling. And there are concerns in the US about visa, of course, visa issues, as well as the gun safety issue in the US. Those were the main two factors. But now in the UK, the home of the English language, you know, what's the problem? Anyone kind of following what's been happening in the UK will say that these numbers are not surprising. The government policies there have been devastating to the people in the education industry. And I'm not just talking about Brexit. Okay. Now, Brexit is that policy of the UK government where they wanted to leave Europe and be again their leave the European Union and again be their own kind of country and not be connected to the European Union. Now, here is my take on what is happening in the US and the UK and why, and it's one of the reasons why they are seeing declines from the international student market. For most of my 20 plus years in the education industry, the USA and the UK have pretty much had their way. Students, that's a good idiom, which means they could do pretty much anything they wanted. They were competing against each other. Students were always going to the US and always going to the UK. It's kind of like two great boxers who were always fighting each other. You know, and students, you know, we would pay for that rematch. You know, we want to, you know, go to the UK or go to the USA or back and forth. But over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, I have seen a dramatic shift in policy by the Australian government. Easier work permits, easier visa processing, easier immigration policies. And these shifts have helped Australia become a player. Yeah, player. A player. A major player in the industry. And they have become very good, Australia especially. I mean, Australia is very, very good at marketing to agents and to students. Now, Canada, in the last probably 2 or 3 years, has also upped its game. That's another idiom, students, which means, you know, Canada's gotten better. The rules for immigration have become a lot more clearer. There's faster processing, and there's better work permit opportunities if you're going to college or university. So the Canada has just gotten better in those areas. And of course, you know, the internet. What we have now happening is those students that were born with the internet, they are digital citizens now, and they can do their own research, you know. Students and agents are better informed than ever before, and they can get information quickly and easily. And oftentimes, some of the schools in the UK and USA have a challenge in that they have a bigger bureaucracy because they're larger schools, and smaller schools, smaller colleges have gotten better and faster at processing and getting information to the students and to the agents. You know, and the UK and the USA have never had to compete with smaller countries like Australia and Canada because they, hey, you know, we're the USA, we're the UK, everybody comes here. We don't have to do as much work. Well, you know, the world is a-changing, and this is a warning shot to the UK and to the USA. They need to start to compete and make life easier for international students to work and live in their countries while they are studying. Or, as the research shows, the students will find another country that will